something we've been saying we're going to talk about all morning, but probably no better fitting time. Yeah, some sad news, but I think those in the footy know and in around footy circles probably thought the day was coming soon, and maybe some may have even suggested, you know, it was maybe a little bit later than what some people thought.
Yeah, and it's a bit of an... Lirup have been, you know, let me just put this straight. They have struggled and fought hard. They were in recess not so long ago. Yeah. They came back and won a flag.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we saw that happen with Maruk Kingston. You know, they won a flag and then 2 years later were gone. It's all about having players living in your local area.
Yeah.
Pretty hard for independent clubs, mate.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that road is... You know, I'm going to be pretty brutally honest here. That road is going to get harder for all independent football clubs, not just the ones that might be struggling now. And, you know, the day is going to come when that competition will no longer exist.
Well, I wonder,
and I don't know how long that's going to be, but if we were doing this show in 5 or 10 years' time, will we be doing independent footy chat or not? I don't know.
I also wonder, Lockie, and this is not going to sound good, but I wonder whether the fact that the independent comp is struggling is also putting pressure on the RFL, what we call the Big Six. And I wonder whether, as a region, that with just the sheer number of footballers, if we had the one competition, now I know this is going to sound pretty harsh, that whether that would be a stronger and a better competition and give football a better chance, football I'm talking about here, overall football, a better chance in our region.
Yeah, and I know there are some people that want to play footy in the independent settings, but, you know, you'd have to be lying if you said there's been some players that have gone out to independent football clubs over the years for something other than love.
Yeah, look, some return to their clubs. So, you know, you bring new people into the district. I know when I was at Maruk many years ago, it was always appealing to have netball following footy and have the whole family there. So maybe as a result of perhaps one competition shrinking a little, or more than a little, the other one has to say, well, we need to accommodate this competition. Let's have a look at putting our netball with our footy again.
Yeah.
And it's not just one thing. It's not just an independent comp. And you look at the teams that are doing it tough around the edge. Like, they're the ones that are further out from the major towns. Like, you look at your Brownswells, your Wunka. Lirup has probably suffered because it's been in between too many clubs,
you think about it, you've got Berry, Piringa, Barmra, even Loxton North.
And Renmark.
Renmark, all pretty close to Piringa, to Lirup.
So something had to give.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, that road is going to get tougher for independent clubs.
It's a great oval.
Yeah, it is.
A solid club, you know, in terms of finances and admin.
And they were, just to reiterate too, in the very first season of what we now know as the RFL, the Murray Football Association, back in 1909. And I think a lot of people too need to realise as well that the independent competition, whilst it has got more clubs than the RFL, those new sides that have joined the competition, it's effectively swallowed up a whole other league, being the former Mid-Murray Football League.
Yeah, it did. It swallowed up three.
Blanchetown, Swan Reach, Ramco and Sedan Canberra are all from that league.
Three of the seven left.
Yeah.
So really there's only four left in the region.
And I believe we are going to get some... There's still a little bit of uncertainty around Brownswell for this season going ahead.
Netball strong is what I'm hearing out there. Netball strong, which is a chance for the football. If you've got a strong netball team...
I'm hearing clarification on that next week.
See, Colts is difficult in those competitions.
Yeah, the Colts competition hasn't really...
Which means it starts to evaporate, you know, around the edges.
And if your only way of boosting your team is to try and recruit players from Big Six B-grade sides, which is what's unfortunately happened for quite a few years now, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Absolutely, and I've got a vision that, as harsh as it is, and these clubs being often the soul or the fabric of their communities... you know, that we've just got to look at the big picture, look at the future.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you've got to let go, but there's ways of preserving your past, you know.
Yeah.
Amalgamation and co. I mean, I know that's not a word that a lot of people like, but sometimes if that's your only chance of maintaining some sort of identity or community, let's have a look at it all.
Yep, it's a tough road ahead, that's for sure.